This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America and some of America's great radio stations, also all across the Caribbean and streaming live on the Internet and the satellite all around the world, too. Now, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders out there in the bridge. Too. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter at Captain's America, and you can check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Joining us right now from founderscode.com is Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, over the weekend, again, all hell broke loose. Now, it wasn't just Portland. We had Seattle, what we talked about briefly because of what was going on in Seattle with a mother that called me from Denver to tell me about her son, the U.S. Marshal that was in Seattle. But we had a fire at a federal courthouse in Oakland. Apparently, the protesters there that were having a peaceful protest suddenly broke loose, busted into the courthouse, managed to get the guards off and out of there because they were greatly outnumbered, and set fire to the courthouse, and we got what we got. But unfortunately, in Portland, the beat goes on. As we talked about, there was a shooting. One person was wounded. Two people were taken into custody almost immediately. And that episode up there again for the 59th night in a row, I believe, was once again declared to be a riot.
Yeah, they tried to hit a couple of federal buildings in downtown Atlanta. I haven't seen, paid any much attention beyond that to see if what went on in Chicago or, New York or, Austin, Texas, I think had some confrontations too.
Yeah, they were, pretty much all around the country, in different places. Didn't see anything here in Florida though, did you?
No.
Okay, well, that's probably a smart thing. Now, the other thing is, we did have kind of a counter-protest, if you will, with militias in Louisville, Kentucky. We had kind of a really stupid situation there where one of the militiamen opened fire and wounded three fellow militiamen that he thought were there to cause trouble or something of that nature.
No. The NFAC, which is the black militia that was also in Atlanta at Stone Mountain, had a demonstration in Louisville, Kentucky. And something went kind of sideways, and one of them actually had a Henry rifle. And
wonderful.
Apparently misfired, apparently, and shot three of his own.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And so none of them were life-threatening, but
right.
All three went to the hospital in an ambulance, and I think the police just confiscated his weapon. So obviously this militia, they're not terribly well trained, are they?
No. No. But I guess that's what we get when we expect to hear something like that. It is what it is. Also, Jerry Nadler once again repeated that Antifa is a myth. There's no such thing as Antifa.
He came out in June and said that it was imaginary. And apparently he did this on the House, well, in a committee session or something. And Congressman Jim Jordan, who's the ranking member on the judiciary, went nuts on Nadler for saying it. So apparently he's decided to repeat it, because in June he said that Antifa was imaginary, and now he's apparently repeated the fact that Antifa is a myth. So maybe we need a Baker Act.
Yeah, I think he needs to be certified. Give him a straitjacket for 72 hours and let him figure out what he's in there for, I guess. Well, unbelievable. These people. And by the way, Joe Biden just continues to just fork it along, and his people, his handlers out there are saying things that aren't true, and nobody seems to be challenging on him. I mean,
well, you notice that none of the Democrats, none of the progressives, and none on the left are talking about any of the violence or
nope.
the destruction.
Nope.
They just keep referring to peaceful protests.
Yep.
And there might be one or two bad guys. Well, you know, I would say what's been going on in Seattle. Well, I mean, we've all seen it. It's clearly more than one or two bad guys.
Hundreds of bad guys within a crowd of several thousand. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Same thing with Seattle and Minneapolis when that all started, because they've been, I think these people have been moving around. I could be wrong, but some of these people have been moving around.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. And again, we still see, there's reports on the internet that they're still paying these people as much as $200 a day to go do what they do.
Some are, that's right.
Yep. We don't know who they are because they haven't caught anybody yet, I guess. All right, well, here comes the music, so hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about what we probably will hear this afternoon is the new virus relief stimulus bill coming out. And we'll talk about that and see if we can make some sense of that. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you, Mr. Mike Gallagher. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I am currently taking Balance of Nature, the fruits and veggies, and they're working quite well for me, thank you very much, because I've been able to not only stabilize my blood pressure without having to take blood pressure medication, but also I've lost some weight as a result of it. Now, if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature, and all you got to do is go over to balanceofnature.com, take a look at the products they have for sale over there, and you'll save 35% on your order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's R-E-S-U-L-T. And you can also give them a call if you got any questions at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751 using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And I'm telling you, the fruits and veggies are working really, really good. All right, back to Denise Simon, boundariescode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
We have our favorite question asker on the phone, so let's go over there. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Oh, Captain Denise, did you see on Fox News, they had a guy that was saying that they Biden was planning basically what would be called an anti-suburb bill that...
I did. I know all about it. I was going to actually write a big piece about it today.
Okay.
Yeah. Up in Westchester, New York, the community was forced to make high-density housing for low-income people. And the second thing was... should we discontinue all relations with China? I mean, everything, commercial, everything, as anything we do with them seems to have a net negative over the long haul. In other words, we never really come out ahead. They always either steal our secrets, we have negative,
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Just everything we do with them seems to have total negative. So I think we should just just cut them out totally.
Okay.
Or at least really put a lot of pressure on them. Okay, that's it.
All right. Let's do the Westchester County thing first. What famous couple, I use the word loosely, lives in Westchester County in New York?
Clinton.
Thank you. So why would I be surprised that they would want to be going more in a progressive direction in Westchester County?
It's not them. It's got nothing to do with the Clintons.
It has to do with what they subscribe to, doesn't it?
No. This is an Obama operation, okay? And this was done between the Obama White House and Julian Castro when he was Secretary of House and Urban HUD, whatever it is, Urban Development. And what they were doing was changing up, we have laws on the books. And what they were doing was looking at these laws on the books when it comes to urban development and mm-hmm. all that other kind of stuff. And they want to change up the profile, the landscape of suburban areas across the United States, of which Westchester County, New York, was the first one that they tested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But you have to understand, go back a long ways. Do you remember the big brouhaha when Obama was president? That the Obama White House was in control, was going to assume and did take control of the census.
Yeah,
That was the tool that they were using. That was the reason they wanted to control the census, is for changing up suburbia and to redistrict, which is really kind of a dovetail, voting districts across the United States. Which they're still doing today with Eric Holder in charge of that. So you have to apply some critical thinking to this. Now, Trump stopped it. He and Ben Carson, a month ago maybe, stopped this whole thing. And it was really quite fascinating what they were doing. Beyond shameful. I don't even know how to put it. It was absolutely beyond shameful. But it really didn't have anything to do with it. Westchester County was a trial county,
mm-hmm.
and it had nothing to do with the Clintons. They just happened to live there.
Now, the second part of Bob's question was what you said you were going to write an article about?
Yeah, about what we're speaking of is the mm-hmm. changing up the landscape of suburban areas across the United States.
Mm-hmm. Now, they had something called, what was it? Was it the 2050 Project or something like that? It was around a while ago.
2050 is China.
All right. Well, there was something in the United States, the 20-something, 20, I don't know, 20, there was some sort of project that was going, might have been the 2050 Project. It was pertaining to the development of cities and how they were going to outlaw things and or outlay things and all that. And in some states, it got voted down.
Are you talking about from a population standpoint in
yep.
the U.S.?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was really kind of a projection of what the population centers were going to be for 2020, 2030, 2040, 2050 in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's go to the stimulus bill because there's a lot of things going to take place today, a lot of speculation over what's going to happen. Apparently this afternoon, the Treasury Department or the White House or both are going to announce what this new stimulus bill is going to be.
Okay. They can. But you got some Republicans in the Senate that are going to vote no. You got some Democrats that are going to vote no. And you got some, probably most of the House of Representatives are going to vote no. So... I don't have a lot of expectations on anything coming out anytime soon, personally.
Now, do you think that because Nancy Pelosi's bill originally that she's got to pass in the House is some $3 trillion, and this one we're looking at from the White House is about $1 trillion, do you think it's because it's too low that they're going to vote no and they want more money? Is that what it is?
There's a lot of things that you know, they're going to try and put some bundles inside this bill. That's another thing. But, you know, some Republicans don't want any stimulus.
Right.
Which is kind of where I am. Open the blasted country and give incentives to business, a tax incentive, to get these people back to work. I mean, some businesses may never open again. Okay.
Yep.
Then reach out to that business owner and say, okay, you're not going to reopen again because of, you know, X, Y, and Z. We get it. But what can we do with you and for you so you can go open another business? I mean, the guy's just not, you know, these business owners that are never going to go back are just not going to go, you know, ride off into the sunset.
Right.
Understand something here. What we're trying to do is get the economy moving again. We've got to get all the you know, arrows going in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
And just handing out more money isn't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's about commerce. It's about economy. So, you know, Pelosi, she just wants to keep handing out money. And even some Republicans just want to keep handing out money. I don't. I might be out here all by myself, but, you know, I would rather there be tax incentives.
Right.
In order for these businesses to, and the pressure to go on these governors and mayors, you know, lift this nonsense and let's get these people back to work, especially if, you know, if the schools go back into session, then that'll help the economy dramatically. If not, what's going to happen? Going right into November, right before November, we're going to come out with unemployment, and it's going to look awful.
Yep.
The GDP is going to look awful.
Yep.
And we don't want it to look awful. It's got to be making some real strides here, especially when you consider that we've got to compete with other nations in the world. And if China kind of fails at their China trade deal, then we've got some hurting farmers again.
Okie dokie. We'll continue this tomorrow morning after we find out what's going on. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great articles that she writes over there at FoundersCode.com. And remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. They work for us, and we need to start acting like it, folks. We need to get a hold of our congressmen, our senators, and say, look, you're not doing the job we elected you to do. Do it or you're gone.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. has now reached 4 million. Over 1 million of those cases have been reported in roughly the last 2 weeks. Assistant Secretary for Health in the Department of Health and Human Services, Admiral Brett Giroir, spoke on CNN.
I'm never going to be happy until we have this under control, and we're going to continue to push every single day to improve the testing, the type of testing that we have, and the rapidity of turnaround.
The coronavirus is also affecting the economy this weekend. Millions of Americans lost their federal relief aid. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Leader McConnell has refused to put bill together and put it on the floor of the Senate. We need him to act now for the sake of millions of New Yorkers and tens of millions of Americans.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy, of course, with two locations to serve you. And we'll tell you all about where they are and what they do for you right after the National Aviation Academy gets a chance to tell you about themselves. And here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has two locations, two campuses to take care of you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here by me. Now, the one in Concord, Massachusetts is a daytime-only school. They don't have nighttime classes. The one down here in Clearwater is a day and night class, and they can have more than one class going at any time. So, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And tell them the captain sent you. Now, I'm telling you, you want the opportunity to start out at $60,000 a year? on a 40-hour work week or more. Or more. You can make a lot more than that. There's overtime available. By the way, if you wind up going to work for a company that's overseas, a contractor that works overseas, or a government contractor working on military around the world, wherever they might happen to be, you could very easily make a six-figure income right off the bat. That's all contingent to you, your God-given ability, and the luck of the draw. So, check them out. Now, little old AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has introduced a bill to put an end to military recruiting using esports teams and live streaming as their source. Now, she introduced a measure that would prohibit the military's use of video games, esports teams, and live streaming for any type of military recruitment. I doubt very seriously it's going to pass in the Senate. Might pass in the House, might not. There's some people in the House that realize the economic value there. That's a lot of money they spend. And a lot of these internet companies and whatnot, they don't want to lose that money. Now, $21 billion for defense reportedly is included in the COVID aid proposal. The White House and Senate Republicans are nearing an agreement on a $1 trillion-plus economic rescue proposal that would save, that would also seek $21 billion for defense, according to a draft obtained by the New York Times over the weekend. And we'll see where that goes. In addition, the U.S. House of Representatives has passed a proposal from two main lawmakers to give families of fallen military service members free access to national parks, and that would be our Gold Star parents. And that is a great idea. Matter of fact, I think they should do it everywhere. All the parks, all the states for the Gold Star parents. But hey, that's just me. Now, the Army is considering shutting its Pathfinder School. Now, the historic Army Pathfinder School, a three-week program that teaches troops to prepare drop zones and landing zones ahead of a larger assault force, is something that's historic in the military. That's why it was called a Pathfinder School. Imagine that. And now they're talking about closing down the Pathfinder School. Well, we'll see what happens there. By the way, soldiers in Texas are going to get the newest version of the Army's Abrams tank. Troopers from the 3rd Battalion, 8th Cavalry Regiment, 3rd Armored Brigade Combat Team, 1st Cav Division, are expected to receive the Army's newest version of the M1 Abrams tank, the M1A2C, sometime in July. They may already have them from the looks here, but I'm not seeing any confirmation on that. By the way, Army uniform officials have released an updated plan to field the new World War II-style Army Green Service uniform at selected bases beginning later this year. You've already seen the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff wearing his and other Army senior officers. So now it's going to be out there for the Army soon. And the U.S. Navy is making progress on the aircraft carrier Ford with its bedeviled weapons elevators. The Navy is over the halfway mark in certifying the new aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford's 11 advanced weapons elevators, which have been at the center of an ongoing controversy over delays in getting the Navy's most expensive ever warship ready for its first deployment, which it still hasn't been on. Well, and a small fire aboard the U.S. Navy's next Ford-class carrier, John F. Kennedy, prompted builder Newport News Shipbuilding to shut down all welding this past week at the shipyard as they investigate to find out what happened. Just what we don't need, another carrier like the Gerald R. Ford, this one the John F. Kennedy, catching fire and burning, but they did get the fire out quickly, I might add, caused by a welding torch. And the U.S. Navy is considering looking into proximity tracking wearables to enforce social distancing with devices that will provide haptic feedback when two or more people are too close to one another. It'll sound an alarm, kind of like a wristwatch. Well, okay. Now, the Marine Corps Marathon was canceled for the first time in its 45-year existence. And like the old military adage goes, if it ain't raining, we ain't training. But now they decided they're not going to run in the bad weather. By the way, General Berger, who's the Marine Corps commandant, said that the Marine Corps needs to improve the parental leave option quickly if the service wants to retain its best Marines, as expected hurdles have delayed changes, according to General Berger. And the Marine Corps aims to deploy mobile units to Okinawa armed with anti-ship and air defense missiles that could help Japan defend against any island incursions by China. Again, coming from General Berger, commandant of the Marine Corps. Now, did you know that the president asked the First Lady Melania Trump if she would help design the Space Force uniform? Now, I don't know if she did or not. We don't have access to that information, but we do know that the president reportedly asked the First Lady if she wanted to have a hand in designing the U.S. Space Force future uniform. I guess we'll know when we know, right? And the Coast Guard, with one boat, with one chase, got $75 million in cocaine in a Caribbean sea chase involving a drug smuggler speeding boat and a U.S. Coast Guard fast response boat that wound up with $75.6 million in cocaine from the water. Now, a lot of you may have remembered Miami Vice and the character Don Johnson, Crockett and his fast boat. That's the kind of boat the Coast Guard had that they went after this drug runner with and caught him. Caught him. Way to go, Coast Guard. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. More, we got some stuff to talk about with him. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This edition of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Boomer Naturals. Now, we know we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and that is one of the big changes of having to wear a face cover. Because they tell us we have to, but the kind you use really does matter because not all offer the same protection. Now, Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. And they're in stock right now and they ship to you very quickly. Now, these multi-use covers are also very affordable, about 30 cents per day. And one reason why they're so highly protective is the inner layer is enhanced with nano silver technology woven into fabric that may enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. Now, Boomer donates one face cover for every order of nonprofits and charities helping tens of thousands of people in need. So you can order today at BoomerNaturals.com using the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout. That'll save you 20%. Now, Boomer Naturals has a lot of wellness products, too. So, again, go to the website, BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20. Save 20%. That's BoomerNaturals.com. CAPTAIN20. Save yourself 20%. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is here with us. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Boy, I'm doing pretty good, but it's getting confusing now because the question is, we're going to hear again today, according to Steve Mnuchin and Larry Kudlow yesterday, of a new coronavirus aid offer, which is being presented to the Democrats, about $1 trillion, countering what the Democrats did with their $3 trillion back, about a month ago or so when they passed it. So I don't know where we're going with all this, but apparently we're going to have another stimulus.
I don't know where we're going with it either. That I really don't. But it's the type of stimulus that they're offering up and what they want to do. For the most part, I'm in total disagreement with. I don't know where we're going to end up when it comes to extending unemployment. Nancy Pelosi has, she's won a lot of battles so far with this stuff. From what I hear, they're not too happy about the 70% replacement, that they, proposed for, unemployment. So I don't know if Nancy's going to win on that. I don't understand why we need another round of stimulus checks. I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense to me. If you're going to be doing anything, we should be putting together packages for people that want to go out and build and create and start businesses. Many people have just decided to throw in the towel. Various different estimates in regards to small businesses, from restaurants to many others, they're not going to reopen. Mm-hmm. We need to get them reopened, whether it be with the existing owners or with somebody else that wants to come in and do that. The UK is actually doing a much better job with this, with coming up with plans to help entrepreneurs out. Just sending out checks to people, it doesn't make any sense. We keep doing this again and again and again. This is echo of what happened prior to Barack Obama's initial win in 2008. Nancy Pelosi owned George W. Bush and got George W. Bush to send out a round of stimulus checks.
$250
Right before the election, depending on how much money you made. Where did that get us? And where did that get the Republicans back in 2008? This is not a win. This is not a win situation.
No, and we, again, don't know what the exact amount would be. We've been told that if Nancy doesn't get her $600 a week continuance in the unemployment, that she would settle for the 70% or a maximum of $400 a week unemployment, as long as the stimulus individual check was $2,000, not
$1,200. $2,000, well, just everybody they phase it out at over $75,000. We're at a point in time, Matt, where we are just, it's not even real money anymore. It's just,
They're printing it. It's just
paper. And there's going to be a point in time where people are going to start, reevaluating cash. I'm not a fan of holding cash at all at this point in time. I'm a fan of actually owning quality businesses and things that I can value to some degree based upon what they are. You take a look at a $20 bill, a $100 bill, and you start scratching your head. You're saying, what is this? This is just a piece of paper? Because in reality, the levels that we're getting at this point in time, makes your head spin. I mean, when's it all going to end? We can't afford to pay this back. How are we going to grow our way out of this situation? It's absurd.
Well, Stephen Moore says a bad stimulus plan is worse than no plan at all.
Oh, absolutely. Stephen Moore also mentioned something that, again, we've been talking about going back for a long time, and maybe changing the way we're taxed here in this country and going towards the national sales tax.
Yep.
Some of the newspapers gave him credit for that. No, that's nothing new.
No.
It's been going back a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Bortz used to push for that. It's John Linder's idea, the fair tax idea, and it's a great idea. Eliminate the income tax in the United States. You got to obviously change the Constitution to get rid of that, because that scares me if that's still in there. And just go towards a national sales tax and a consumption tax rather than the way we're doing things. And that would be, in my opinion, quite stimulative. People want to go out there and build and create. And you're taxing consumption rather than when you're building things.
Well, for once, the European area economy is set to outpace the U.S. for once.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said there, Matt.
For once, the European area economy is set to outpace the U.S.
I'm not sure about that. We'll see about that. Europe's not doing a lot of the European economy.
That's coming from the European Union, though.
So. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I think that's going to be hard to come by simply because tourism is so far down. And I'm sad. Today I was supposed to leave for vacation. I go to Greece usually every year, and I'm not going this year, and along with many others. That obviously hurts. I mean, they're especially a lot of these southern Europeans.
They'll come back down to Florida.
when it cools down a little bit. I mean, it's hot enough up here.
All right, well, it's not too bad. I mean, it's cooling down a little bit right now. But anyway, gold.
It's going to be 100 up here today, so I'm going to be feeling it.
It might be that. That might be the feel-like temperature down here, but it won't be the actual temperature. Anyway,
no, gold. Up here is getting that hot. That's the thing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, yeah. Lucky you. All right. Gold is at a record level right now, and that usually signifies the fact that the world economy is in trouble.
Not necessarily. That doesn't always signal that. I mean, listen, when all the money printing going on, in my opinion, it's kind of inevitable that you would probably see, you know, a flight to gold and other assets, silver and as well, and it's used as a hedge in many portfolios. They've got to understand. Take a look at the markets. You take a look at gold. There's just so much money that's floating around out there. It's got to find a home somewhere. Who wants to hold on to cash?
Uh-huh. I hear you. Well, cash is still king in some places. And by the way, you remember those cash discounts we all used to get?
What are you talking about?
If you were on a farm, and if you were in upstate New York, and you paid something in cash, you got a discount for paying it in cash.
Oh, yeah, sometimes, yeah, I remember. Well, it was someone just, they just would just say, hey, it's a lower price because of the fee that credit card companies.
Yeah, whatever it was, 5% or whatever it was, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave you the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody's kind of, you know, everybody wants to move away from cash now because somehow now it's going to, you know, the people think it spreads the virus, something silly like that. So more and more people go into cards.
Well, we got Microsoft in the running right now. They're offering a high-growth dividend stock. What's that all about?
What do you mean a high? They're offering a high-growth? I'm sorry.
Ben Reynolds is the man that's saying Microsoft now offers a high-growth dividend stock.
I'm not exactly sure what he's alluding to at this point in time, and whether it be Microsoft stock in of itself. Microsoft is a semi-growth stock. I wouldn't call it a high growth stock. It's more of a blue chip as far as technology company is concerned. I own a lot of the larger technology companies, depending on the clients and who they are and what they are, because they not only their ability to grow, but also because they do pay a dividend.
Okay, and Bitcoin briefly topped $10,000 for the first time in 6 weeks.
Yeah, as another place where money is just sloshing around and finding various different places. Again, made up money. I mean, what difference does it make? They're making up money, and our government continues to print money. It's a surreal world we're living in right now.
Well, that's how North Korea was doing their thing there with Kim Jong-un. But anyway, here comes the music. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day.
You've got it. Have a good one.
All right. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. His website, go over there and check it out. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.